Entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The U.S. Embassy in Kyiv is closed amid warnings of a possible Russian attack on Ukraine's capital. Tensions have escalated after the U.S. allowed Ukraine to launch American-made missiles into Russia. A Kremlin spokesman said the Biden administration is prolonging the war. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, speaking in Laos, said today the White House will announce a new package of military aid for Ukraine worth up to $275 million.
To meet critical battlefield needs, and that will include munitions for rocket systems and artillery, and anti-tank weapons.
President-elect Trump has selected TV doctor Mehmet Oz to oversee Medicare and Medicaid. He also made two more cabinet picks, former pro wrestling executive Linda McMahon as Secretary of Education and Wall Street executive Howard Lutnick as Commerce Secretary. The House Ethics Committee could decide whether to release its report into alleged sexual misconduct by Attorney General nominee Matt Gaetz. He's denied wrongdoing. This is ABC News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is now offering a $5 million reward for each hostage freed from Gaza. In the U.S., the other man in the cockpit for the Miracle on the Hudson, who is sitting right next to Chesley Sullenberger, is now flying into retirement.
I said to Sully, I said, that wasn't so bad. And it wasn't.
He was the other guy in the cockpit when a U.S. Airways jetliner hit birds taking off out of New York's LaGuardia Airport in 2009, lost both engines, and glided to a landing on the Hudson River.
It was actually not a bad landing at all. I was surprised. Water came over the windshield and the airplane nose popped up.
Jeffrey Skiles retired over the weekend, flying his last flight before hitting mandatory retirement age of 65. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Search is on for more than $1 million worth of tequila stolen from Santos Spirits, the brand belonging to rocker Sammy Hagar and celebrity chef Guy Fieri. It was stolen while en route to Pennsylvania. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Finding the perfect gifts for everyone on your list takes time, and the holidays can get a little busy. So let Macy's help you get a jump on your shopping with our Black Friday sale happening right now. It's your chance to find the best deals on the best gifts before the holiday rush, like cozy puffers and coats and more of the season's best styles. So get your gifts at Macy's now, and when you're cool, calm, and collected during holiday crunch time, you'll have yourself and Macy's to thank. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
After you use Bounce Dryer Sheets and realize how fresh, soft, less wrinkled, and less staticky your laundry can be, you'll
put a sheet on your
every time. Like those socks that smell like they've been through a marathon.
Put a sheet on your
or that blanket that's got wrinkles on its wrinkles.
Put a sheet on your
maybe even your chatty coworker who keeps distracting you. Okay, Bounce Dryer Sheets can't do it all. But for fresher, softer, better laundry,
put a sheet on your with Bounce.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Wisconsin's Office of Lawyer Registration accuses former State Supreme Court Justice Mike Gabelman of ethical violations as part of his failed probe into the 2020 election. Gabelman is accused of making false statements, disrupting court proceedings, and leaking personal information of Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. Roundy's Supermarkets will pay more than $1 million to the state of Wisconsin for alleged package violations. A survey by the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection found that more than 1,200 of their products had a listed net weight that was unreasonably inaccurate. and Attorney General Boyle died Sunday at the age of 88. Boyle defended Milwaukee serial killer Jeffrey Dahmer at his 1992 trial and also successfully defended Mark Chmura in 2001 when the former Packers tight end was acquitted on charges of child enticement and third-degree sexual assault.
Want to go hunting but not sure how to get started? The Wisconsin DNR has you covered. Before you buy that blaze orange, visit dnr.wi.gov. You'll find everything you need to get started with Wisconsin's other favorite fall sport, including hands-on hunting classes, license info, and more. Go wild in Wisconsin and join the hunt today at dnr.wi.gov. Brought to you by the Wisconsin DNR.
Believers City Church in Menominee holds community Bible discussions in towns throughout our region. Join us in Durand at the Cell Block Bar and Grill for a weekly Bible study every Wednesday night at 6:30 p.m. No matter what church you attend, you're welcome to participate in this local Bible study. Our goal is to increase your knowledge, your discipleship, and your Christian fellowship. So drop in, enjoy some food and fellowship, and let's dig into God's Word together.
This new dose is... Nope, that's not it. The price is nowhere to be found.
Mr. Green? Hi, it's all good. We've got this.
This is not just help from a Walgreens pharmacist.
Oh, new prescriptions. Cool. Let me check to see if these are the lowest cost options covered by your Medicare plan.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
This is someone supporting you every step of the way. Chat with a pharmacist today to find help saving. This is the human kind of help. Walgreens.
People just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know to check that your seats aren't in the visitor section first before buying tickets.
I'm so excited for this game. I can't believe you got us tickets.
Me too. Wait, are we on the wrong side?
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
This is going to be a long game.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Cloudy and breezy with scattered light snow showers today. Temperature steady in the mid-30s with wind out of the west gusting to between 20 and 30 today. Tonight, 26. Tomorrow, cloudy and still windy with a few flurries. Our high tomorrow, right around 40. If you want an amazing fall or winter getaway or maybe some holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM.
When the sun goes down on my side of town, that lonesome feeling comes to my door and the whole world turns. One down bar across the railroad track. I got a table for two way in the back where I sit alone and think of losing you. I spend most every night beneath the light of a neon moon. Now if you lose your one, there's always room here for the lonely to watch your broken dreams dancing and out of the beams of a neon moon. I think of two young lovers are running wild and free. I close my eyes and sometimes see you in the shadows. This smoke-filled room, no telling how many tears I've sat here and cried, or how many lies that I've lied, telling my poor heart she'll come back someday. Oh, but I'll be all right as long as there's light from a neon. There's always room here for the neon moon. A sad song seems to say what I think, and it's hurt inside of me. Ain't never gonna end. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon moon. Oh,
and A station so good, you'll want to set two presets.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
He walked into the bar and parked his lanky frame up on a tall bar stool. And with a long, soft southern drawl said, "I'll just have a glass of anything that's cool." A barroom girl with hardened, knowing eyes slowly looked him up and down. And she thought, "I wonder how on earth that country bumpkin found his way to town." She said, "Hello, country bumpkin, how's the frost out on the pumpkin? I've seen some sights, but man, you're something. Where'd you come from, country bumpkin?" It was just a short year later, in a bed of joy-filled tears, yet death-like pain. Into this wondrous world of many wonders, one more wonder came. That same woman's face was wrapped up in a raptured look of love and tenderness. As she marveled at the soft and warm and cuddly boy child feeding at her breast. And she said, "Hello, country bumpkin, fresh as frost out on the pumpkin. I've seen some sights, but babe, you're something. Mama loves her country bumpkin." 40 years of hard work later, in a simple, quiet, and peaceful country place, the heavy hand of time had not erased the raptured wonder from the woman's face. She was lying on her deathbed, knowing fully well her race was nearly run. But she softly smiled and looked into the sad eyes of her husband and her son. And she said, "So long, country bumpkin, the frost is gone now from the pumpkin. I've seen some sights and life's been something. See you later, country bumpkin." And she said, "So long, country bumpkin, the frost is gone now from the pumpkin. Seen some sights and life's been something."
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. And Cal Smith, Country Bumpkin, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Wednesday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. This hour we'll have our newsmaker segment, chatting with some folks from United Soybean Board. We'll also have that ag weather forecast as well coming up this morning. Well, Governor Evers, along with Wisconsin Department of Agriculture Secretary Randy Romanski, has announced that according to a study from UW-Madison's Department of Agricultural and Applied Economics, between 2017 and 2022, the Wisconsin agriculture production and food processing sectors increased to 10.9% and now contribute a combined, get this, $116.3 billion in economic impact. That for 2022, that is 14.3% of Wisconsin's total economic output. Also, it provides over 353,000 jobs as well. Yep, agriculture is still the leading industry in Wisconsin. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric spray-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric spray-on bedliner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for Feedworks USA. I'm in Washington County with Stuart Zim of Tyoshoke Farm. Stuart, welcome. Tell us a little bit about your farm.
Yeah, so it was quite a few years ago. My dad was farming in Albany with his father, and they realized that they were looking for somewhere else to move the farm to. So in 1966, they relocated up here in Washington County. And it was basically short time after they moved here that my father took over the farm, and he was looking for a farm name and looked around and recognized that Tyoshoke had a lot of history before it was called Buskirk. So he got the farm name going, and him and my mom, you know, milked 50 cows for quite a few years, because at that time that was what we needed. That was all we needed in order to be a vibrant farm at the time. So that's how we got started.
And then you came along through Cornell and came back to the farm.
Yeah, so the farm actually grew with every son that came back to the farm. So I have two older brothers, and when my oldest brother returned, we seemed to grow a couple cows. And then my middle brother, Eric, returned. We grew a few more cows. And then we had just a couple more opportunities to grow when there was neighbors that were retiring out of the business and said, hey, you know, we're looking to keep the farm going. Are you guys interested in carrying this forward? And we were blessed to have some opportunities to grow the farm just because of neighbors that were retiring out. So we just kind of kept it rolling.
So how many cows and how many acres?
Yep, so right now we milk about 1,000 cows, and we crop about 2,500 acres, and mostly a commercial, you know, dairy farm. But through the Washington County Fair and through some team members of ours that have been focusing more on genetics, it's been kind of fun to advance the herd genetically and watch the genetics become better over time.
It's certainly the fabric of life for you here in Washington County, great infrastructure, but also the next generation. It's fun for them to be involved and fun for you, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what, you know, as a dad, like, that's our goal, right? So we're just trying to make sure we give an opportunity back to the next generation that was given to us. And I think that you can see, I was just telling somebody today, you know, these barns were full when I was a kid here. And they're full now, and we're actually going to, you know, build a permanent show ring structure, because there is so much interest here. And when the judges come from miles around to judge at the Washington County Fair, they just can't say it enough on the microphone that, you know, it amazes them, the interest, the volume of cattle, the quality of cattle, the family feeling that you get when you come here, and just how exciting it is to be a part of the Washington County Fair.
I think the number was 143 in showmanship, you kids coming up through?
Correct. It's amazing, just the volume of young kids and youth. And just if you pay attention over the summers, there's always somebody offering a youth clinic, you know, just pointers and tips on how to be better showmen and clipping clinics. And there's just so many families that enjoy this, and actually that are known across the nation, you know, for their quality cattle and their commitment to the dairy breeds. And just, it's amazing to see, you know, nationally, that Washington County is on the map out in Madison, Wisconsin, even.
And Washington County is unique in many ways. It sits right on the New York-Vermont border. It's tucked away here, but you've got a lot of dairy cows. You've got some urban and suburban centers very close to you.
Yeah, and that's helped us as a family, as we've diversified out into a farm store and added to kind of our portfolio at Tyoshoke. So it's really fun for us to see, you know, neighbors that are within 20 minutes or a half hour away that aren't necessarily connected to agriculture. They're a little bit more removed, but they can stop by the farm or the farm store and get an overview of who we are, what we do, and you know, our role and our involvement in our community.
And there are several thousand cows within Washington County itself. It's really fortunate that you have this dairy pocket here, which brings you infrastructure in the dairy industry.
Absolutely. We do spend some time in Albany, and we kind of remind them, you know, strong farms, strong communities, and that we are extremely blessed to have the infrastructure around us, because you know, without the infrastructure around us, we can't continue to be, you know, strong farms, and that's, we appreciate that.
Stuart Zim of Tyus Oak Farms, thanks for being with us today.
No problem, John. Thank you so much.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for Feedworks USA.
Thanks, John. The U.S. Senate on Monday introduced its version of a new farm bill, but will there be enough time for Congress to pass a measure before the end of this year? Mary Kay Thatcher of Syngenta says,
we haven't passed any of the 12 appropriate bills. You've got elections that are occurring as far as leadership elections, and then you're going to have people vying for committee chairman slots and committees. There's just a lot to be done.
There is now farm bill legislation in both chambers of Congress. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Stahl, board-certified urologist and senior vice president of men's sexual health at HIMSS. In my 12 years of practice as a reproductive urologist, I've helped many guys with ED, and it has never been more convenient to treat than it is right now, thanks to HIMSS. It really wasn't easy before. You had to take time out of your day, come to a physical office, and see a specialist like me in person. Now, through HIMSS.com, you can get world-class sexual health care and a full range of treatment options for ED through a 100% online process. It starts with a free assessment from a medical provider licensed in your state who can determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. So don't wait. Join the hundreds of thousands of guys who've gotten help for their ED through HIMSS.
To start your free online visit and find ED treatment at up to 95% off brand name prices, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Never have tripped down a bayou stream, but I heard that music on the radio, and I swore someday I was gonna go down a highway 10, past the Lafayette. There's a Baton Rouge and I won't forget to send you a card with my regrets, 'cause I'm never gonna come back home. Saturday night and the moon is out, I wanna head on over to the Twist and Shout, find a two-step partner and a Cajun beat. When it lifts me up, I'm gonna find my feet out in the middle of a big, and I hear that fiddle, wanna beg for more, wanna dance to a band from a Louisiana tonight. And a crawfish pie, a Gulf storm blowing into town tonight. Living on the Delta's quiet show, they got hurricane parties every time it blows. But here up north, it's a cold, cold rain, and there ain't no cure for my blues today, except when the paper says Beausoleil is coming into town. Baby, let's go down. It's Saturday night and the moon is out, I wanna head on over to the Twist and Shout, find a two-step partner and a Cajun beat. When it lifts me up, I'm gonna find my feet of a big dance floor. When I hear that fiddle, I wanna beg for more, wanna dance to a band from a Louisiana tonight. Bring your mama, bring your papa, bring your sister too. They got lots of music and lots of room. When they play you a waltz from a 1910, you're gonna feel a little bit young again. Cajun beat, when it lifts me up, I'm gonna find my feet out in the middle of a big dance floor. When I
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Mary Chapin Carpenter down at the Twist and Shout here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. 35 in downtown Durand. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, December milk up 13 to 1909, January up 6 to 1897, February and March milk not traded, February at 1906, March at 1916. Cheese markets yesterday, barrels down 1 to 172.5, 40-pound blocks up 2.5 to 172.25, 2-trade a barrel, 4-trade a block on the day, cash butter down 0.25 to 258.25, no trades, grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 140, no trades. Dry whey steady at 64 and no trades on the day. Cattle markets, another rip-roaring day for the cattle complex as traders continue to dive into the both live and feeder cattle markets, helping propel contracts higher despite the market's fundamentals being somewhat exhausted. Hog markets, though, closed lower yet again. Traders continue to hope for some better fundamentals to develop. Now, some early packer interest could develop, but it looks like cash trade could be delayed until Thursday or Friday. December live cattle opened the day at 186.57, February 188, April 189.42, November feeder cattle open at 254.25, January 252, March 251.25, December hogs open at 79.55, February 82.87, April at 87.10. Chicago Board of Trade this morning. Corn, soybeans, and wheat all moving mostly lower. A little bit of a correction in the wheat markets this morning as markets have become overbought. A lot of that is because of the situation going on between Ukraine and Russia. Soybeans, though, they continue to be pressured by lower palm oil prices as well. And corn markets following the rest of the grain complex lower this morning. December corn down 1 to 426.25. March down 1.25 to 436.5. May down 1.5 to 443.75. New crop 25 down 2 at 437.5. January beans down 7.25 this morning to 991.25. March down 7 to 1001.5. May down 6.25 to 1015.25. New crop 25 down 7.5 to 1013.5. December soybean meal down 80 cents this morning to 287.80. December soybean oil down 67 cents to 44.17. Chicago wheat, December and March, both down 3.25. December at 546.5. March 564.5. Minneapolis wheat, December down 3.5 to 583.25. March down 2.75 to 602.5. Energy markets this morning are higher. December crude oil up 45 cents to 69.84. January up 31 cents to 69.55. December gas up 2 cents to 205. January up a cent to 2 even. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Alcivia Co-op.
Grain bids from Alcivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 372, December 377, January 383, new crop 25, 380. Cash beans 914, December 919, January 924, new crop 25, 931. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 377.25, December 382.25, January 389.75, February 392.75. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash and December corn, 392, January, 398. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn, 377, cash beans, 918, and January beans 923. Allied Cooperative Blair cash corn 382, new crop 25 389, cash beans 913, new crop 25 931. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 398, April 425, May 427, new crop 25, 401. Cash beans 960, April 987, May 990, new crop 25, 963. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 375, January 381, cash beans 921, January 930. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 169 to 188, Holstein fed cattle 145 to 172, market cows 80 to 118, bulls 125 to 151, calves 760 to 950, beef steers 182 to 390, Holstein steers 168 to 325. Sheep markets, market lambs 160 and down, light lambs 170 and down, ewes 60 and down, rams 85 and down, goat markets, does 125 and down, bucks 265 and down. At Zumbrota, feeder lambs 100 to 290, fed lambs 140 to 160, ewes 85 to 107.50. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on 5 different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said, GoodRx, save you a lot of money. Saving that extra $200, $300 a month, we're able to do all these extra activities. So it puts less stress on our household, and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx users compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
Point!
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Oh, I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace!
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
When the moon is bright on a Saturday night, there's a thousand stars in the sky. On a winding road, her memory flows. She'll face the fact she wants to go back. She opens her heart to an old memory. She closes her eyes and she smiles. Just ask her if she ever still thinks about me. She'll say, every once in a while. Every once in a while. She hasn't yet. Not a single day goes by. That feeling again reminds her of when I held her tight. It felt so right. She opens her heart to an old memory. She closes her eyes and she smiles. Just ask her if she ever still thinks about me. She closes her eyes and she
you in the morning. Pure love, baby, it's pure love. 99 and 44, 100% pure love. I wake up with sunshine, laying beside me, and bluebirds singing right outside my window. Soft warm kisses say good morning. Then I get breakfast in bed. You know you make me so happy.
With pure love,
baby, it's pure love. Milk and honey and Captain Crunch and you in the morning.
With local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
Yeah.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Brian Winnikins from the NAFB convention in Kansas City. And thank you to our sponsors, including Elsevia Co-op, Animas Silo, Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, Compeer Financial, Osteoplastic Synergy Co-op, Amplify Health, Wisconsin Corn Growers Association, and the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. I'm with Jack Cornell. He's with the United Soybean Board, and he's the Director of Sustainable Supply. And we're going to talk a little bit about Farmers for Soil Health and some of the things they've been doing and some of the things that they could do to maybe help your farm too. And Jack, thanks for joining us. First, for those not familiar, tell us about Farmers for Soil Health.
Yeah, Farmers for Soil Health was an initiative through the Partnership for Climate Smart Commodity Grants through the USDA. And we won an award for $95 million. And so this is a huge opportunity for the commodity groups to get together to figure out how do we spend this money. What we came up with was a cost share program for farmers. So it's $50 an acre for cover crops. But also we provide a huge chunk of that money is for technical assistance. So it's technical assistance that's guided by the state soybean boards or the state commodity organization. So they dictate what that technical assistance looks like. Some of it's farmer peer networks, some of it's hiring staff, some of it's outsourcing to certain co-ops. And another opportunity within this is the marketplace development. So we're working through the components of what does a marketplace look like where a farmer can openly negotiate and transact their commodities raised on their farm under certain practices to these companies. And so this is going to be kind of revolutionary in a way to give farmers that control to set that price, because for so long farmers were just kind of had to take the price whatever company A was coming at them. So this gives them some control, and so this is a huge opportunity. And some people come to me and is like, well, your pricing isn't as good as some of the other ones, and I'm like, well, yeah, but our group though is farmer led. Farmer driven, because we're the controlling powers are the commodity organizations, and we're looking out for you. We're going to do whatever is the best in a way that protects your data, protects your farm, increases your profitability. And so we're working through kind of how do we get farmers to enroll in this? How do we get them engaged in this? Because this is a huge opportunity to do that. With this money, and then also enhancing this marketplace. And so it's really kind of getting the corporates also to kind of like change their mindset about, oh, how do I openly negotiate with farmers now instead of just kind of working through another entity that's going to take about, 80 cents on a dollar that would go to a farmer.
Talking again with Jack Cornell with the United Soybean Board about the Farmers for Health program. Is that the hardest part? You mentioned getting farmers to enroll. Because farmers are going to look at it and go, yes, I like cover crops. I understand the nature behind them in western Wisconsin with our sandy soils. It makes some sense. We want to put organic matter. There's a lot of good things. But then they say, but fertilizer's been at its highest level. This is at its highest level. I just can't afford to do this. And is that the biggest problem?
Yeah. So I think, obviously cover crops aren't a solution for everybody, right? And so our hope is that farmers that are in the cover crop area, that is kind of where we're first exploring. We hope to move into other practices. And so thinking about no-till, or maybe it's reserving, putting grass alleyways in or buffer zones in. So we've built this marketplace to be kind of, we could keep adding on different practices. What we're trying to find is what people will pay for, right? Because I know I'll find farmers that will do those things. And so what we're trying to do is this on this first round is really think about cover crops, maybe potentially carbon, getting those corporates onto the ball field with us so we can start playing ball, right? And so once we kind of figure out that linchpin and figure out, get everybody playing together, then we can kind of really ramp this up. And really take it beyond just cover crops, right? I don't want to just do a cover crop program. I want to do whatever is going to help farmers profitable, doing all different kinds of practices. Because I truly believe that as you enhance farmers' profitability, they're going to take on more sustainability activities, you know, investing more in their equipment that's going to be more precise. They're going to, you know, bring on, you know, figuring out how they can manage their land to kind of continue to enhance that profitability while also doing that sustainability, because farmers have that generational approach to farming, right? They're always thinking about, how do I make it better for the next generation?
We're talking with Jack Cornell with the United Soybean Board about the Farmers for Soil Health Program. So farmers listening, and I know you're reaching out to the corporate folks, you've been able to actually do some of that in Minneapolis already. You've had some meetings up there.
Yeah, so we have a corporate advisory group as part of the Farmers for Soil Health. We also are leveraging these certain meetings where we're meeting up with these corporate types that are kind of talking about sustainability, and then like being in their face and being like, hey, guess what? We have a program that would be great for you, and making sure that we're not only hitting up farmers and trying to get them to understand the program, but then also making sure the corporations are also part of this process. And they're excited what they see, because one of the unique things is we have the farmers, right? That was always the distance, right? Is that corporations aren't connected to the farms, and they want it to be. They want to know where they're sourcing their commodities from, just like customers are. And so it's important that we kind of continue to engage with them. We had a meeting up in Minneapolis, a Reuters event. We also have another event coming up. It's the Sustainable Ag Summit. That's in Minneapolis as well, where we're hoping to engage with a lot of corporates as well.
Talking with Jack Cornell with the United Soybean Board. So farmers want to find out more about the Farmers for Health program. How can they find out?
Yeah, go to farmersforsoilhealth.org, and it'll have your zip code in there, and you can have your technical advisor. So we want to make it very simple for you, everybody, and you contact that technical advisor. They'll get back with you, and then they can, it has their phone number, right? So you can just text them, right? So it's super simple, and those people will help you walk through what is this program right for you, and then kind of what that is involved in the program.
Jack Cornell with the United Soybean Board, and again, the Farmers for Soil Health. Visit that website and find out more farmers on that program.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Scattered snow showers are expected today in our ag weather forecast. We'll also have strong northwest winds as well. Now, after today, cold and dry weather will occur into early next week. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today, 50% chance of snow. We'll have highs 33 to 38, relative humidities at 64 to 69%. West winds at 11 to 16, gusting to around 30. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of snow, and we'll have lows 25 to 30, relative humidities at 90 to 95%, northwest winds at 17 to 22, gusting to 35. For Thursday, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of freezing, drizzle, or snow. Highs 39 to 44, relative humidities at 70 to 75%. Northwest winds at 18 to 23, gusting to 40. We'll see about 2 hours of sunshine. For Friday, mostly cloudy, highs 40 to 45. Saturday, partly sunny, highs 35 to 40. Sunday, mostly cloudy, highs 40 to 45. And for Monday, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of rain, highs 35 to 40.
The end of season sale is November 25th through the 27th at Dairy Queen of Durand. Stock up on Dilly Bars and Buster Bars. Dairy Queen of Durand will have frozen cakes on sale November 27th on a first-come, first-served basis. Steve and the staff at Dairy Queen want to say thank you for a great season. Dairy Queen of Durand will close for the season Friday, December 13th at 2 p.m. Stock up on your favorite Dairy Queen treats at Dairy Queen of Durand, where happy tastes good.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services and Dunn Energy are your Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, your source for power and information.
Wouldn't it be great if you could look at beautiful poinsettia plants all year long? Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Plant wild poinsettias in your garden, and it'll be like Christmas in July as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Looking at all the poinsettia colors during the holidays. They certainly make a statement, and it's too bad that it takes a lot of effort to keep them growing and blooming. Christmas poinsettias are native to southern Mexico and have a tough time in northern climates. Julie Marcus is a senior horticulturist with the Lady Bird Johnson Wildflower Center at the University of Texas. She says wild poinsettias are native to the United States and grow over much of the country as a summer annual. It's not as showy as the Christmas poinsettia, but has green leaves or bracts with red coloring near the base of their leaves. The tiny flowers are small and clustered in the centers of the bracts.
It grows in the warmer climates here. It grows in full sun, but it also will tolerate light shade. It gets about 1 to 3 feet tall. You sow it from seed, and you would sow it once the soil has warmed up. So after all danger of frost, once it comes up and gets established, it reseeds readily.
Marcus says wild poinsettias don't do well in containers or like being inside. They thrive in open woods, floodplains, and disturbed areas. They also prefer to hang out in your garden as a mass bedding